Dre Rocka, 92.5 The Beat of Salt Lake, All Rock Media, and you are listening to the Will Wonder Pod.
Bars, let's go, y'all. This is Gabino Grimes, Mike Masters Alliance, Rap Battle's finest out here in Utah, and you are now listening to one of my best friends' podcasts, the Will Wonder Pod.
Real quick, let me just start off by saying this is Peter Rosenberg, your forever 24/7 champion, host of the GP Podcast, and I want to shout out the Will Wonder Podcast.
What's going on? This is Brisk Warner, and you're checking on my man DJ Will Wonder on the Will Wonder Podcast. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Emerson Kennedy, world famous Scarlett Johansson lover, world renowned Jordan denier, and I hope you are tuning into my personal favorite podcast, the Will Wonder Podcast. That's my brother for real. He has terrible takes, but I'm still listening, man. Will, what's up?
What's up? What's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 140. 140 of the Will Wonder Pod. Hope everyone had a fun, happy, and safe weekend. I was very, very busy this weekend, which we will get to here in just a minute. But before I get to that, I think I'm the first place to announce this because we're still working on the actual flyer. But I will be doing my very first live podcast with the team from Algea, God of Pain, Inglewood Films, J.D. Allen, Musa Aiden, Damar Jones. Live, again, live podcast, October 17th, discussing the film Algea, God of Pain, which will actually come out October 26th. But the 17th, we're going to go over the movie, what it took to get here, all of that. Very excited. A bar named Sue, 8136 South State Street in Salt Lake City, Utah. So if you're here, come through. Starts at 6 p.m. I say sharp, but these things never start on time. Make sure you're there by 6 p.m., though, okay? There's going to be giveaways. We have some haunted house tickets. We've got all kinds of fun stuff. So, again, October 17th, Will Wonder Pod, live interview, live podcast with the team from Inglewood Films talking about their upcoming horror film, Algea, God of Pain. There we go. I think I got that out of the way. I'm excited, though. I don't want to say get that out of the way like I didn't want to talk about it. I'm very, very excited about this. Shout out to my guy, Dre Rocka, who is producing this whole thing, putting it all together. Really appreciate you. Again, getting back to this weekend, I DJed two weddings. I know I said that at the end of the last podcast, Friday and Saturday. So it's a lot of standing, you know. I was tired, not going to lie. I had a great time doing both, but I tell you what, Sunday rolled around. I was out. I was super lazy for at least half of the day Sunday. Then by the time 7 p.m. rolled around Sunday night, forget about it. I was ready for bed. So shout out to my wife and my son for not kicking me out of the house, being grumpy as I was Sunday. Speaking of my son, big news. Big news in this household, ladies and gentlemen. Student of the month for his first month of kindergarten. Very excited for him. Very proud of him. Wednesday, when this pod comes out, he actually will get free Chick-fil-A from the school. Sheesh. But all joking aside, I'm very, very proud of him. They get this award, or the students who get this award, rather, get it because they demonstrate many of the important positive leadership habits that the school encourages. Couldn't be happier for him. Couldn't be more excited for him. Couldn't be more proud of him. So shout out to my son who does not listen to this podcast, but who knows, in 10, 15, 20 years, maybe he will stumble across this episode and know exactly how proud I am of him. Not like I didn't tell him, but you know how five-year-olds are. They forget something within seconds. So yeah. Reminder that on Sunday, 31 days of Halloween will start. If you are not familiar with what that means, if you are new to this podcast, 31 days of Halloween, each day in October, I will review a horror film, and the episodes will be anywhere from 5 to maybe 15 minutes. Very excited for that. Love October, love Halloween, love horror films. So make sure you are ready for that. Have a slightly different episode for you this week. I'm not going to lie. Work these last 2 weeks has been kicking my ass. Every morning when I wake up, 7:30, sometimes 6:30, just depends on the morning, I'll take a look at my phone, and immediately I turn into the Ben Affleck meme where I'm standing out, where he's standing outside a building smoking a cigarette with just his eyes closed, like, God damn, again. So yeah, needless to say, it's been hard. I don't, again, want to say that I'm bitching or that I'm upset or that I'm not happy that I have a job, but you know how it is. So with that said, on this episode, I'm going to give a few notes from my thoughts on week three NFL games. I have the predictions from Hoop and Chacon for week four, so I'll go over those. And then we will get into a Will Wonder Pod hurdle that we actually recorded when we did the Hip Hop 50 celebration. So let's just hop right in to my thoughts from week three of the NFL season. Not going to give my thoughts on every single game from last week, just a couple. Colts, Ravens went into overtime, knocking my mother out of her eliminator pool. I'll get to who knocked me out here momentarily. But what a really solid win for the Colts. Matt Gay looked amazing. We'll get to him a little bit later as well. As a kicker, scoring a ridiculous amount of points for the Colts. Ravens, something to be worried about. I don't know, if they can't beat the Colts with Gardner Minshew, what does that really say about the Baltimore Ravens? Outside of that, Dolphins, Broncos. Why are the Broncos still a team in the NFL? They let the Miami Dolphins score 70 points in an NFL game against them. The Dolphins actually could have scored more, but I believe they knelt it on the final play where they could have kicked a field goal and scored 73. And I believe tied an NFL record or surpassed an NFL record. But they didn't have an interest in that. You know, they just said, hey, 70's enough. That's okay. Sean Payton was very, very upset after this game. You saw, I'm sure most of you saw him in the press conference. Don't know what the answer is. I had stated that Russell Wilson may lose his starting job after this week. I said that last week with Hoop. 306 yards, one touchdown, one pick. But also, he doesn't play defense either. So he didn't give up 70 points. Still think he's not the answer there in Denver, and that this will be his last season, for sure, last couple of games, starting for the Denver Broncos. I had said earlier that I DJ'd Friday and Saturday, so my hope was on Sunday, for the first half of the day, I could just relax, watch my Commanders play the Bills, see how well they compete against a top-tier team like Buffalo. Well, they look like shit. My guy Sam Howell, I called him Sam Mahomes in previous weeks, as a joke, by the way. Hopefully no one took that seriously. He threw four interceptions in this game. Only so much the Washington defense can do when they're out on the field constantly. It was 16-0 for a good portion of this game, and then, you know, just got out of hand. So I don't necessarily blame the defense, because at some point you're just like, I'm tired. Josh Allen, amazing. Offensive line played great for the Bills. Washington has a lot of fixing to do before they get to Philadelphia next week. Detroit Lions look great against the Falcons. Defense held up, but again, it's the Falcons, so I won't spend too much time on that. Packers-Saints was a very, very fun game to watch. Seems like the Saints had it almost all the way. Derek Carr gets hurt, and then all of a sudden Green Bay comes back to win the game 18-17. Behind, of course, Hoop's favorite quarterback, Jordan Love. 259 yards passing, one touchdown, one pick. Also got one touchdown on the ground. Fantasy owners of Jordan Love feeling really, really good right about now. In the someone's got to win game, Chargers-Vikings, it looked like nobody wanted to win this game. Brandon Staley still looks like he needs to be fired, even though the Chargers win this. I still don't think he's a good head coach. And unfortunately, the Vikings, shout out to my brother Steady Rock, fall to 0-3. Cardinals-Cowboys. Hold on. My voice cracked right there because I got so excited. Cardinals-Cowboys. Never in my wildest dreams did I think, hey, Cardinals are going to win this game. I say this every week. Not every week, but the last 2 weeks since we're only in week three. The Cardinals are line killers, right? If you have a line of Cowboys favored by 12, so-and-so favored by whatever, against the Cardinals, take the Cardinals to cover because they play tough. Never in my goddamn wildest dreams did I think that the Cardinals would beat the Dallas Cowboys. Granted, Arizona was at home, but if you watch that game, you know they don't have a home field advantage because it was all full of Dallas Cowboys fans. I said last week with Hoop that, you know, Dak's probably going to throw one pick, keep Arizona in this game. Well, he did throw that pick. And Josh Dobbs, 189 yards, one touchdown. James Conner remains to be a solid contributor on the ground. 98 yards, one touchdown. Dallas Cowboys fall to the Cardinals, 28-16. Cowboys are now 2-1. Cardinals are 1-2. I thought about just making a random call at Chacone on this, but he would just go on forever and be upset. My boy Chacone had a very hard football weekend as his UCLA Bruins fell to Utah as well, so not good for him. Monday night games, Eagles looked good against the Bucks. Bengals pulled it out against the Rams. Bengals offense still isn't what I think it should be, so let's see, you know, what happens. Last year they did a very similar thing, though. Let's see, what other notes do I have here? Yeah, obviously, Bears, Chiefs. Dominant performance. Bears are awful. And wait, hold on. Is this Taylor Swift was actually at the Chiefs-Bears game? What? You really would have thought someone would have reported that, or, you know, would have been on ESPN or TMZ or social media, or even they would have showed her on the broadcast. But yeah, huh? Didn't catch that. Anyways, week three MVPs. Hoops week three MVP was Matt Gay. I told you we'd get back to him. Colts kicker. He had 16 out of the 22 points for the Colts. 4 out of 5 field goals from 50 yards plus. Crazy. One of which was the game winner in overtime. So, Matt Gay, you get Hoops week three MVP. My week three MVP is Tua, once again for the Miami Dolphins. He was my week one MVP. Right now, he's got to be leading in the MVP race as a whole. Not just mine, but in the NFL. In week three, he had 309 yards passing, 4 touchdowns in the 70-20 win over the Broncos. I'm going to be honest again. Chacon had a very hard weekend of football, and I don't think he truly understood the assignment for the week three MVP in our group text. He initially sent Deebo Samuel saying he would look good this upcoming week against the Cardinals. And I said, no, no, no. I need your week three MVP from this previous week. And then he sent another player that he thinks could possibly be his week four MVP. So I don't blame him. He's a little distraught. And we'll just leave it at that. All right, let's go ahead and get into the predictions for this upcoming week, week four in the NFL. Thursday night, Hoop and myself both have the Lions, while Chacone is going to roll with the Packers. I'm not going to lie, a lot. We agree a lot in these games. They sent me their picks. I had my own. So here we go. All three of us have Jacksonville over Atlanta in London, though Jacksonville has looked terrible. They are the team that knocked me out of my eliminator pool. Two of them, actually. They're playing in London, so who the hell knows? But we all have Jacksonville. We all have the Bills over the Dolphins, but I think that's going to be a very good game. Might be the... I don't know why they can't just move this game to, like, the Sunday nighter, which we'll get to here soon. In a game that nobody should be forced to watch. None of us really care who wins in the Bears versus Broncos. None of us really want to even throw out a prediction. But if we have to, all three of us actually took the Broncos here. If this is the only option that you have to watch a game on Sunday, just don't do it. Go outside, go for a walk, get in some, you know, fall yard work. I'm sure you got some leaves on the ground. Don't watch this game. Two awful, awful teams. Just don't do it. Moving on. All three of us have the Ravens over the Browns. We all have the Bengals over the Titans. All three of us have the Rams over the Colts. Chacon and Hoop both have the Saints, while I am going to go with the Bucks. Only reason I'm going with the Bucks, I think that Carr is still out. Now, if he's playing, maybe this changes for me. But as of right now, I'm going with the Bucks. Unfortunately, all of us have the Eagles over the Commanders. Go Commanders. We all have the Steelers over the Texans. This is going to be CJ Stroud's real test. He's looked great through the first 3 weeks. TJ Watt's coming after you.
Eee.
It's a little scary. We all have the Chargers over the Raiders. I believe Jimmy G is not playing in this game, to be determined, but even if, still go with the Chargers over the Raiders. We all have the 49ers over the Cardinals, but the line is 14, minus 14 for the 49ers. Like I said earlier, the Cardinals are parlay slash line killers. So don't take that line, but the 49ers will win. Cardinals will cover. We all have the Chiefs over the Jets. Easy money there. Zach Wilson won't be starting for that team in 2 weeks. They just signed, I think it was like Trevor Siemian or somebody. Doesn't really matter, but Zach Wilson won't be the guy. That's a prediction. I don't have any inside information. I said that very confident, and I feel very confident about it. We all have the Seahawks over the Giants on Monday night. Again, like I said, we all agreed way, way too much this week. So even if we were talking, I don't think it would be very entertaining. We'd just go, yep, 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 yep. Okay, let's go ahead and get into the Will Wonder Pod Hurdle Hip Hop 50 edition. I hope you enjoy this. There's a lot of laughs. I'm just going to let you listen. Talk to you in the outro. Here we go.
Oh, shit, it's tight.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the return of the Will Wonder Pod Hurdle. It's been some time. We just finished recording our Hip Hop 50 celebration, so make sure you check that out because this will come out well after that. But I have my guy Steady Rock here. I have my guy Mike and Thompson, and I have Dre Rocca. So these guys are, for the most part, hip hop heads. The way Will Wonder Pod Hurdle works, this is all hip hop songs, by the way. I need title and artist. You get 5 seconds of the song. That's all you get. You guys can talk it out. I can play it a few more times if you'd like.
First, you get 5 seconds to listen to the song or to answer?
Just five seconds.
5 seconds of the song till here, the very beginning, the first 5 seconds, then you have to guess. Now, I went all over the place in hip-hop here. There's old, there's new. We're going to start off easy. Let me turn this up.
Easy!
And we're going to go right. Again, this is a layup.
I don't know the Kid Leroy.
Here we go.
Stir fry. Migos.
Good job, fellas.
We didn't have no Migos on our list.
Thank God.
One of the most impactful groups.
They are.
Next up in 3, 2, 1.
The message.
Yep.
Grandmaster Flash. Furious Five.
Furious Five, yep.
Good job, guys. Again, it's going to get harder as we go, okay? Next up.
The bridge.
South Bronx. The
bridge is over KRS.
Mm.
Is that what it is?
Okay, so you guys can talk it out.
Was it the original, though?
I'll play it again.
Yeah, the bridge is over. Yeah, the bridge is over. KRS.
Yep.
So your final answer is KRS-One, The Bridge is Over.
Yes.
That is incorrect.
What is it?
It is Boogie Down Productions.
Oh.
You got to get it right.
Come on.
Sorry, it's the fucking rules. You guys are fucking heads. You should know that shit. Next up.
He was waiting too. Final answer.
3, 2, 1. Oh, wait.
Public Enemy.
You guys can talk about it. You don't gotta fucking look at me.
I'm trying to think.
I'm gonna play it because at first there's nothing and then it goes into the beat.
Two, three, four. I know it's an album cut.
I'm gonna lean on you guys.
I'm drawing a blank on this one.
I think it's
I'll play
Public
it one
Enemy.
More time.
Come again with that rhyme, say ya.
Okay, give me an answer, fellas.
Only thing that's coming to mind is Public Enemy, but I don't know the song.
I don't even know if it's Public Enemy. I think it is Ruthless Mind, Public Enemy.
Everyone's good with that? Final answer? Cypress Hill, How I Could Just Kill
Oh, shit! Oh, yeah!
God, you guys.
It was something you can't understand.
Jesus.
I should have just said Cypress Hill.
Leaving your gut.
Okay. Duh, we knew that. No.
Wow. Okay.
Or I could just kill a man.
Okay, here we go.
Ready? Let's go.
Ready?
He went deep cuts.
Prince. No, I have no idea.
Really?
Holy shit.
Play that again.
Oh. Public Enemy. Public
Enemy. You guys tap out on that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's MC Light, Paper Thin. Light,
I didn't rock with MC Light like that.
Well, you don't like women. Okay.
Always comes back around.
Hey, yeah.
If you would have played like the opening ceremonies for the Grammys, I would have known it was her.
Damn. Yeah. Next up. Here. Okay, guys. Come on. Okay. You have more wrong than right right now.
I was gonna say Cypress Hill. Fuck. I'm still salty.
That's Criss Cross.
Hold.
Play it again.
Like a moth to a flame, burned by the fire. EPMD. Oh my God! I know it's EPMD. Back in bit? No, it's not Back to Business. It's EPMD. I just don't know the name of the song.
This one's gonna piss me off because I know it too.
The Payback.
You guys talking out? Don't look at me. I'm not gonna. I don't even.
I have no idea what. I can't
think. I don't even think it's EPMD.
No, it is. I'm 100%.
His face is saying something different.
Okay, give me a guess. EPMD what?
I just keep thinking of Janet Jackson.
That's the way love goes.
Wow, okay. Give me a title.
Holy shit. I
there you go. Holy shit.
No, it's just Back to Business.
It's not Back to Business, but I'll put that because...
Okay. It's EPMD, so what you're saying. God damn. What? Who are you guys?
I am such a shit.
Who are you guys?
I mean, a lot of this was before I was born, so... Slow down. Oh, it's Slow Down by...
Is that a...
Slow Down...
You guys are killing me.
You guys give us 10 seconds, dog. Down. This is killing us. Slow down.
Slow down. It's not in my... It's not in Apple Music for me. Hey, babe.
Is that easy?
Oh, my God. I'm just... You guys aren't going to get it.
No. Why would you go so hard, Ray? You seen our list?
Because your heads. I thought I didn't want to. I didn't know I needed to put fucking.
I can't wait.
Vanilla Ice up in there.
I can't wait until you're in this seat.
You already did it to me.
No, but like hard.
He's like, I didn't realize it was this bad.
All right, fellas.
That was Ice Tea.
It's Brand Newbie and Slow Down. Holy smokes, K.
We didn't have Tone Loke on our
list. Here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, my Ice Tea.
Oh. Oh, that's Slick Rick. Yeah, it's LL Cool J.
LL Cool J, going back to Cali.
There you go. Oh, my God. Good job, guys.
Finally.
Okay, ready?
It's easy.
3, 2, 1.
We're JJ Fat, and we're here to rock.
JJ Fat.
Supersonic. Supersonic. And then the beat drops.
What are you going with?
Ruthless Records.
Excuse me?
Ruthless Records.
JJ Fad. Supersonic?
Yeah.
That's correct.
And they're still doing it too at 50. And beautiful too.
Calm down, bro. No, they're not listening to this. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
LL Cool J. Oh, no, cigarette. Teenage Love.
That's right. Okay, ooh, we're back. Five right, five wrong. This one's really hard. But it's a popular record, so here you go. Or it was a popular record.
Hey, yo, man, my label made Don Newkirk, man. Step to him. Oh, my God. Hold on.
I know you have
to.
Shut
the fuck up. Shut your fucking mouth.
Hey, yo, man, my label made
Gas Don Newkirk, man. Step to him.
Thanks, sir.
MC Search's group. It's Gas Face. I know that's an, it's
Hey yo, man, my label made
Don. What's MC Search's group?
Thanks.
Oh,
Oh my god, you guys are killing me.
Oh my gosh.
It's just it's left my mind. I know it's Gas Face, but what is his group?
I'm gonna give you. Can I? No, I'm not giving you a hint.
No, don't give me a hint. No. I got it. Can you edit this?
No.
Mike, it's on you.
You gotta come in closer to the mic, though. They're not gonna hear you. They're just gonna hear you yelling.
Thanks, sir.
Come on, Steady. You gotta save the day.
MC Search. Fuck. What's it, who's MC? Yeah. Who? What's the group's name? Oh, my. It's just drawn a blank. It's drawn a blink. But I know the song. So
nobody knows the name of MC Search's group that he was in.
Oh,
shit.
Yo, Cypher would hate me right now.
Oh, my. He interviewed him, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, he interviewed Pete. I don't think he interviewed Search.
Oh, my God, bro. It's what I always Pete talk nice. Shit on.
Search.
And the group name is.
Oh my!
And
gosh.
They are.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm giving you 10 seconds.
Okay.
10.
Well, you gotta
no, not 10 seconds of the song. I'm giving you 10 seconds to answer the question.
Yeah, you got to start the countdown. You're so.
Hey yo, man! My label mate Don Newkirk, man. Step to him.
Thanks, Search.
Holy shit, bro!
It's right there. I'm like, it is. I guess, oh my gosh, it's.
It's almost a home run, really.
Nah, they fucked with MF Doom heavy too.
Yeah, they introduced him on that
yeah.
joint. And he and Search could dance. Have you
anything,
seen
Mike?
Dance?
You got anything?
Okay. Oh, hold on, Arsenio.
Arsenio Hall. Also?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leaders at a new school? No.
It was.
Holy shit! It's right there.
Okay, you guys give up.
No.
Like, let us stay here for hours.
No, that's not happening.
Shut your dirty mouth.
I need an answer.
Hold on.
What if we can name everybody in the group?
No. There's only two. The Gas Face by.
Hold on.
Three, two.
Hold on. It's right there.
Okay.
This is fucking ridiculous.
It's literally right there. We got it.
My pen's going to the paper.
Hold on.
Three. Two.
Don't count because.
Okay, it was almost a home run. Third base.
Oh, yeah.
I said, yes, yeah, almost a home run. Like, and Mike's like, steady. Okay. We only.
Talk shit on those people. Like, you see those clips and you're like, you can't name a country that starts with 11. N.
And you became that guy.
Okay. Nigeria.
All right, here we go.
6 in the morning, police
at my door.
Fresh Adidas squeak across the bathroom floor. Out my back room.
There's no way in hell you guys don't know this.
Play that again.
You gotta be shitting me.
6 in the morning, I police see. At my door.
Oh, that's Icy.
Fresh Adidas squeak across the bathroom floor.
Oh, Icy.
I just listened. Oh my god, I'm pissed off now. Icy.
I wish you guys could see my face right now. I am in shock.
It's
don't Google
colors.
It. Don't Google it over there.
You know what?
6 in the morning, police at my door. Fresh Adidas squeak across the bathroom floor.
Is it LA?
Don't Google it, motherfucker.
No, I'm not gonna
see your
Google
hand
it.
Over there.
No,
6 in the morning, police at my door. Iced tea.
Oh, man.
I'm drawing a blank.
You guys tap out?
Give me 1 second.
Don't Google it, fool.
I'm not Googling it.
I'll play it one more time.
What could you be looking?
6 in the morning, police at my door. Fresh Adidas squeak across the bathroom floor.
3, 2.
I'm just curious. What would you be Googling right now?
Like, no, I'm about to test him.
Oh, okay.
The song is called Six in the Morning. Fucking joking. Okay, we only got a few more. Next up.
Gorilla Black.
Dun, dun.
Or is it the original?
Yeah, it's the original. But
I don't
know. Wait, is this the original?
Is it Sister Nancy?
Okay, it's a hip hop. It's hip hop. It's not Sister Nancy. Tell me. It samples Sister Nancy. Might have been the first biggest record to sample it. Nothing. You know,
the funny thing is that you used this before on your record shop.
Yes, if you guys were avid listeners, you would know who
shots fired.
Who sampled Sister Nancy's Bam Bam.
What episode was that? Because I swear I watched that.
You didn't watch it. You would have heard it.
I mean, heard it.
You guys tap out?
Yeah.
Okay. Sperm on her cheeks is all you saw. She can this is Blowjob Betty by Short. Too Short. Jesus Christ. Then you're definitely not getting the last one. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, this be the quickest one.
Okay, I'm going to do the hard one that I had planned, and then I'll just give you a super easy one. So you at least...
Don't say it like that. Like,
this is the hard one. And this, again, if you've listened to the podcast, you guys are all friends. I figure you listen. What's this one? God, now I gotta give you something super easy so you.
He's going into deep album cuts. Fucking.
No, this isn't a deep album cut, but this is an important record in hip hop history.
Double Dutch Bus.
All right, I'm just gonna give you guys L on that one. That is Fatback Band, King Tim the Third. What is known as the very first hip hop record?
Which he Googled before he came here and then played it for us.
I had it on the playlist, okay? Three. This is the last one. Just get it. Just fucking get it right. So you guys can have six right. I cannot believe this. Okay, I'll calm down. Ready?
All About the Benjamins.
Yeah.
Great. All About the Benjamins by?
P. Diddy and the Family.
Okay. I'll give you an extra point. I never do this. Mace. If you can name every artist on the record.
Mace. Biggie on there. Or are we talking remix or are we talking?
I'm talking about what I just played.
Lil Cease. He's on there, right?
Oh, he's not.
Is he not on there?
No.
Yeah, Big's on there, but.
Big is on there.
Kim is on there.
Diddy's on there.
Kim is on there. Diddy's on there.
Cease isn't on there?
Mace is on there.
His name is Cease, not Cease.
It's Cecil, Cease. Short for Cecil.
Okay, you got Big, you got Kim, you got Diddy. Who else?
You said Mace isn't on there?
If you say what he you is, want? Then I'll add that.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby. It's all about the Benjamins. Remember the remix? The remix?
Hey, that's not Lil Kim saying it's all about the Benjamins. Who's that? Is that Faith?
Whoever that is isn't credited, so we don't need to worry about that person. You're missing a few.
Finicini. Who else was it? Was it Loom? Say Loom. Loom
on there. Loomity?
Dylon?
Was Jadakiss on there?
I can't believe this.
Was Black Rob on there?
Okay.
Shine was in jail by that point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Locks?
Actually, Shine wasn't. That was well before Shine went to jail. The Locks, thank you. Okay, you don't get the extra point, though, because Mace wasn't on there. Okay, do you want to test me? Yeah. I'm going to stop this, we're going to re-record. I'm just going to stop it and record. No. You just want to go live?
Yeah.
Okay, I guarantee I can do better than six. Are you guys... That's Big Daddy Kane, Smooth Operator.
Yeah. I'm with this.
Hold on.
Final answer?
Let's play it one more time.
Yeah. I'm with this.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Big Daddy Kane ain't no half stepping.
Yeah.
Hold on. Tally for yourself. It's a miss.
Them, me. Okay. Yes.
You're up. Right. You're on deck.
Pass go next. I'm, go next. I'll give one. I wasn't ready for this.
Are you sure?
Oh, Apple Music got it.
Okay, I'm kidding. Okay, go ahead. Whoever wants to go. Remember, 15 songs, so each of you would get five.
Okay.
You guys want me to go?
5 seconds.
Or whoever.
Go. I got it.
I don't care.
If you got another one, go ahead.
5 seconds. I got it right here. All right.
I didn't hear it.
Exhibit.
It's my turn. Oh, but yeah, Exhibit.
I gotta pick a new one now. Jesus Christ.
That millennium ridiculous.
Jeez.
Right, hold on. Hold on. Part of my show. Triangular.
All right, here we go. Okay. You ready?
Yep. Get on my level, Trillville. Lil Jon. Trillville. Get on my level.
It's never ever mark a spot. Mark a spot.
Let me see. Oh, it is never ever.
0-2.
They say get on my level. You will never ever. Okay.
Never ever. Ever ever. And that was easy. That was a layup.
Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
This is gonna be hard.
I don't know what that is. I'll just be honest. I've never heard that in my life.
Neither have I. I was trying to find the most random shit.
What the fuck? Who is it?
Method Man featuring Capadonna and Street Life. It is called Sweet Love.
Wow.
That's a secret.
I gave you 80s hits, and you give me fucking what? Capadonna.
Okay.
MC Light as a Rock?
This is the first hip-hop song ever.
Okay, outside.
I'm the rain wearing this shit.
Here, you get back to it.
Here we go.
Take it from the top.
Oh, my God.
More people.
Sing it, daddy. Sing
it
from the top. Tippy. More people.
Sing it, daddy.
Method Man. And Red Man, How High? The original. I don't know what it is.
Your old dust. The Egyptian must used to have me poor mass sluts. I ship like a clutch with the ruck.
Method Man, Red Man, How High, the remix.
That's the remix?
That's a no. That's a no mark.
I did. I just did it. We're at 4. That's bullshit. Well, give me the original How High real quick. Because there's the How High remix with Toni Braxton. But what's the original How High? The same thing?
We'll give you it.
Okay, thank you. I was going to say, what the fuck?
Don't give him shit?
No, that was...
it was accurate. iTunes fucked up.
God damn it.
Mike, it's art. Steady, it's on you.
Somebody plug that in.
Make sure it's hard.
Don't give me no fucking... Okay, the Capadonna thing, that was bullshit, but that's... Asher Roth.
Damn it. 5 seconds. 5 seconds. Yeah. 5 seconds.
Yeah. The whole song.
Asher Roth, la-di-da.
Are we going to go see him when he gets in?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't give it to me. I'm not... It's Mike.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, out of 5, I have 2. Not bad.
Could be better.
I just need to get... 5 more to beat you guys. Fucking Capadonna record. Oh.
Right, hold on, one second.
Okay.
This is off the top of the head, by the way.
It's like I can't hear that.
I was not prepped. Popular song.
That's not a popular song. I've never heard that. At least that part. Play it again. He said it's a popular song. Sound like some Dilla shit. I don't know what it is.
Mac Miller. Nike's on my feet.
It's because he's white.
I don't listen to that shit. No, I'm just kidding. All right, Dre, your turn.
What number is this?
This is, we've done 6, so this is number 7.
Okay, here you go. 5 seconds.
Let's all get drunk.
What the hell? Just wait.
Let's all get drunk. I don't fight with the punk.
You guys have some bullshit. I hope I don't fight. Let's get drunk tonight. Let's all get drunk tonight. Hell yeah. I hope I this don't is fight. I hope Get Drunk Tonight by fucking In Too Deep. I don't know. Who is that?
This is off the Good Times album.
You guys are really giving me out. Okay, I'll remember that next time. I will give you album cuts. All that shit I get, those are all singles.
One. This is the easiest
those were
one.
All singles.
This is the easiest one we could have gave you.
80s. You can Google it.
Easiest 80s joint you're going to get tonight.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. but that's not.
It's not.
Jam On It by Nucleus, but is that a hip hop record?
Yeah. You can say that is hip hop.
Okay. All right. But I thought you were trying to fuck with me.
No, I told you it was going to be easy.
Yeah.
You got to rap. Oh shit, that was my bad. I didn't realize that was my bad.
I was like, what?
Do you want me to?
No.
Okay. Who's doing it?
I got it.
Okay. Again, with your fucking Dilla beats. Is this another Mac Miller? Is it?
It is not.
Common.
It's a very popular group.
Tribe.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah. Another album cut from some fucking classic native guy. Tongues. Tribe.
Why does it gotta be Tribe?
It's got that vibe. It's jazzy. Wait. Is this some weird...
5 seconds!
I'm not playing anymore.
That's you!
Oh, shit.
I was like, is this some kind of fucked up Run DMC remix? I don't know. What is that?
Roots. Push Up Your Lighter. Off of Ill Adelph Half-Life.
Everybody says Roots and then they don't know the songs from the Roots. I hate this. Great band. But...
Okay.
All right.
Good job, guys. More album cuts. Fucking Baby Bash. Do that again. I don't know what the fuck that is. My question is, does anybody know what that is?
You
want big girl, glamorous lifestyle.
Rocks on the wrist, pictures, nice car.
Who is it? Tell me.
Well, I want you to guess first.
I have no idea. Who is it?
A force film. Nitrate.
Who the fuck is that?
That is Glamorous Lifestyle by the Jacka and Andre De Katina.
Bro, what?
No shot.
You guys are fucking crit.
Andre De Katina in your camera phone picture.
I give you MC Light, you give me Andre Nicotina and the Jacka. I give, and there's three of you, by the way. I give you very popular. Okay,
here,
it's fine.
Here you go. I'm an, another easy one.
My next one's easy.
Oh, slick.
5 seconds.
Oh, wait. Rolling with Kid and Play.
Fuck, I went 7 seconds.
Just yo, you know what's crazy? That is wild, yo. I literally just pulled up Kid and Play, too.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We have 4 more.
You ready?
Yeah. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Jay-Z and Rick Ross.
Yeah.
That was Pimp C talking. Got diamonds and jewelry. Oh, okay, 5.
All right, my turn?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I was just going to put a mark song that I don't believe should have been on there.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm living my best life. Yeah, I'm living my best life. Made a couple.
I'm gonna say that's Wiz Khalifa, Best Life. Play it one more time.
I'm living my best life. Yeah, I'm living my best life. Made a couple.
I mean, it for sure sounds like Wiz to me. I'll just say that. Wiz Khalifa, Best Life.
Yeah.
You guys know what it is? Either one of you?
Made a couple.
No.
You know.
This is actually my best life. Cardi B, Best Life. Featuring Chance the Rapper. Turned on my
What is that from? Can someone tell me what that what no wait, what album what is that from?
That's from the Privacy album.
No. You sure?
Yeah, her debut album.
Fucking I didn't listen to that.
No matter.
This is it's nothing, it's not an album cut. It's not that.
Okay, just restart it.
You only get 5 seconds.
I said restart it.
No matter
how. Nobody knows what that is.
Ain't too proud to beg, baby.
Close.
No, that's not it. Yeah.
Dude, that's a. I'll give you. Want me to give you 10 seconds?
Sure.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
I have no idea who that is. What the fuck is that?
Renegades of Funk, Afrika Bambaataa, off the top 10 80s hip hop.
Let me album, see.
Which you don't know shit about.
That's okay. Maybe I've never heard Renegades of Funk by Afrika Bambaataa.
Let me fast forward. Yes, the Renegades.
I mean, obviously, I've heard.
You know Afrika Bambaataa?
Sure, yeah.
Up and coming artists.
All right, I can tie you guys now with your fucking bullshit. Whoever wants to do the last one, this is the last song.
It's the first hip hop song ever recorded. You guys should have known that.
Lupe. Wait, nope. Oh, it started out like Lupe. Do it again. You guys are such fucking dickheads. I don't know.
Is it a soundtrack?
No.
I gave you guys fucking stir fry. And I don't know. What is it? Go Jeffrey. It's a Will S- Fresh it, Prince and...
What are you doing in there? Word am I?
I feel like I've listened to a lot of their shit, and I don't think I've ever heard this. What is it?
This is the debut titled song from their album. I'm the DJ, he's the rapper.
Yeah, I don't. There I go. Was it, Mike? Yeah, you remember that song?
Back in my day.
That's how I feel right now. Well. You guys gave me some horse shit and I tried to do my best at it. I thank you. I just want to let everyone, I mean, they heard it, but I just want to go back through real quick and just remind everyone what I gave these guys that they couldn't get. Paper Thin by MC Light. So What You Saying by EPMD. The Gas Face, which they got the title by Third Base. How I Could Just Kill a Man by Cypress Hill. This guy gave me a fucking Capadonna record. 6 in the Morning by Ice-T, and he says it at the fucking beginning of the song.
I didn't mess with it. I listened to Colors from Ice-T, but other than that.
Blowjob Betty, okay, sure. But if you would have known the sample I gave, I said it's the first hip-hop record that sampled it. Okay, King Tim the Third, that's tough.
Blowjob Betty, bam, bam, bam. Did it sample that song? Blowjob Betty, bam, bam.
Thank you, guys. For whatever the fuck that was. See you later. Now, I want your thoughts and opinions on what just transpired in that hip-hop Will Wonder Pod hurdle. Those songs they gave me were like album cuts, some of them deep album cuts. Some of them, yes, were known, and some of them I should have known that I didn't. But when you compare the two, it's not even close. They thought it was funny, though, and I hope you thought it was funny as well. Once again, do not forget the Will Wonder Pod Live, October 17th, which is a Tuesday, Bar Name Sue, 8136 South State Street, with Inglewood Films discussing their upcoming release of Algea, God of Pain. Can't wait to do that. It's free. We have free giveaways, 6 p.m., October 17th. Make sure you come out. Outside of that, I don't really think I have anything else. Next week, I'm actually going to be out of town, but I do have an episode prepared for you, an interview with Musa Aiden of Inglewood Films. He has an amazing story, so please, please, please tune into that. First, we will release the podcast on YouTube. Then we will have the audio podcast on Wednesday. So, until then, do not forget, Sunday, October 1st, 31 days of Halloween starts. Make sure to follow the Will Wonder Pod on Instagram at the Will Wonder Pod. Follow me on Twitter at DJ Will Wonder. On Threads at the Will Wonder Pod. Subscribe to the Will Wonder Pod YouTube. See y'all next week. Peace.
This has been a March 15th Media production. Make sure to subscribe, rate, review the Will Wonder Pod. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Peace out.